This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
The second message, we talked about God intervenes. And that's one reason why you and I are a little nervous if this story is true, because then it means that God does intervene in our lives. He does do things. And the third message last week, when God gets your attention, and believe me, being swallowed by a fish would get your attention and my attention. And today, when God speaks to us in the darkness, God has a message for you. And God had a message for Jonah. We're going to read about it today and then look at some verses we didn't talk about earlier. It's in the second chapter of Jonah, when God speaks in the darkness, starting at verse 8. Here's the message that Jonah got from the Lord. Those who cling to worthless idols turn away from God's love for them. But I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you. What I have vowed, I will make good. I will say salvation comes from the Lord. And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. I know that's an indelicate phrase. It's not fun to talk about this, but we're going to talk about that verse in a minute. And God commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. Then the next verse. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Second time. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. Proclaim the message I give to you. What I'd like to do is look at a couple of phrases. You don't even have to look at them. I'm just going to tell them to you. Jonah's told to go to a city named Nineveh. It's a great city, 120,000 people. Some people think it had a circumference of about 60 miles or a diameter of 60 miles with all the suburbs. It was the capital of an empire known as the Assyrian Empire. Remember, their army was so brutal, so vicious when they attacked a city. There's historical record that whole towns committed mass suicide. They said, you know, rather than deal with this, let's just kill ourselves, kill our families. Let's not give them the pleasure of killing us. And that's what they did. That's how vicious they were. And God says to Jonah, I want you to tell those people they got 40 days to clean up their act or I'm going to destroy the city. And we'll read it next week what happened after him preaching that message. It's a powerful story from Jonah 3 and 4. But here's my question to you today. Jonah refused to go. And people always say, well, Jonah refused to go because he was afraid of those people. That had nothing to do with it. He refused to go to Nineveh because he was afraid God would actually forgive those people. He didn't want those people forgiven. He hated those people in Nineveh. Here's my question to you this morning. What's your Nineveh? Every man here has a Nineveh. Every woman here has a Nineveh. You say, what do you mean? I don't mean necessarily a physical place that you refuse to move to or you refuse to take a job in. I'm not talking about that, although it could be that. A Nineveh is anything that you feel the Lord is prompting you to do, but you say, I'm not doing it. Some of you feel prompted to seek forgiveness from a loved one, but you won't do it. Some of you feel prompted to forgive somebody in your family, but you won't do it. I told this in the first two services. It's true. It's a sad story. But when I ministered in Columbus, there was a man who literally looked me in the eye. And here's what he said. I will die before I forgive my dad, my mom, brother, sister, son or daughter. I don't remember the details. I will die before that happens. He kept his word. He died. And he didn't forgive them. He kept his word. I hope you're not at a place in your life where there's something that God wants you to do where you said, I will die before I will do that. Because the Lord may hold you to your word. He may hold you to your commitment.
We'll continue with this message from the book of Jonah, message called When God Speaks in the Darkness, tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.